You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Where'd the first one go?
Where did that first one go?
We're having so much fun.
Where'd the first one go? Like, holy cow.
All right.
And if you would like to call in, please do at 407-894-1680. And our next guest is holding on the line, and I would like to introduce Miss Gail Yarnell from Massachusetts. She worked with Perkins Products and was working or volunteering, I guess. Gail, were you volunteering with the Perkins Library? Welcome,
no.
Gail.
No, actually, you weren't. I was a really bad echo. I get paid. It's a real job. It's only 10 hours a week, but it's a real job.
There you go. But you are an expert in adaptive and assistive technology, and we would like to welcome you. And we'd like to learn a little bit more about you, and then tell us a little bit about yourself. And then what I'd like to ask you is tell us about the up-and-coming things in the assistive technology field that you feel are really important.
Well, I can certainly tell you about me. I started in the adaptive technology field in 1977 at the University of Colorado in Boulder in the Disabled Student Services Office. I moved to Massachusetts in 78 and worked for a technology company in Massachusetts. I stayed with them until 1985, and then I worked with a California-based technology company. Both those companies have since faded away. In 1994, I started my own adaptive technology company. I did not make technology. I resold it and did a lot of training and support and had a great staff. And in 2008, Perkins bought our company and turned it into Perkins Products. And 4 years later, I retired. And I do the part-time outreach for the Talking Book Library. I've always been a reader. I've used the library in all the places I've lived. I am totally blind. And so when I was asked if I wanted to talk about the library, it was a wonderful opportunity. I really love doing it. And I do a lot of other volunteer work in our senior center. I run a low vision group. I'm the chairman of the board of the Council on Aging in Amesbury. And I do some other volunteer things.
What do you do in your spare time?
Read.
Sounds like me. If it wasn't for my books, I would be lost.
So you've been totally blind all your life?
Talking Book program is one of the best things out there for, and not just for people who are visually impaired, but for other people who can't read for any kind of physical reason. If they can't hold a book or turn a page, they can use the Talking Book program.
Yeah. I'm president of our Friends of Library Access in Florida, so I'm very familiar with all that we do for the physically disabled, dyslexia, and blind. So have you been blind your whole life?
I grew up with very, very low vision. I never really was a print reader. We tried really hard to make me a print reader. I did learn to write and to print. I never was really able to read what I wrote. But I didn't. I went through school with really no services. It was old days, you know?
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yep.
So you're GailConnected.com. Tell us about your website.
And when I first retired, I did a lot of other consulting kind of things, technology things. And as the years passed, I kind of, I don't know, you know, you want me to talk about the future of technology, and I can talk about the future of technology to a point, but I'm not an expert anymore, not really.
What do you feel is out there right now that is important in the assistive technology that has helped you?
Well, I was very fortunate because I had this job where I always had access to the fanciest, best of everything. And then I suddenly would have had to pay for it. And so I kind of pulled back from the high-end stuff, and my company kind of, the timing was really right too, because now that you can do so much for so much less money. Mm-hmm. Because if you have a smartphone or a tablet, you can make that thing for very little extra money jump through hoops.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a color identifier, or it can be a money identifier. It's just there's so many apps that are so useful.
The technology is so advanced that you can do that with just about everything nowadays.
Well, I mean, I know I'm not going to name brands, really, but when I started in technology, I was working for the for Kurzweil on the very first reading machine that was $50,000.
Wow.
And now there's apps for free that do the same thing.
I got a question for you. Seeing you were, what's that school? Perkins. I mean,
Perkins.
Perkins. Do they still make the Perkins Brailler?
Oh, they do indeed.
They're famous for that.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. That's what I teach my kids on, the Perkins Brailler and the Perkins Smart Brailler.
Yeah.
Well, there's really no competition for that product.
No, there really isn't.
But going back to technology, reading, they have the digital books now and all, and I was not a reader at all until Sheila came into my life, and man, she's got me reading every day of the week almost now. I can't put them down because I like the technology, the digital reader, you know. They moved from the cassette and they got the digital now, and just love to read. And I haven't been blind all my life. I've only been blind about three quarters of it now.
People will tell me they don't like to read, and then I like to find, those are my favorite people, because then I find something they do like. Maybe baseball or something, and then you can hook them on the books.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Get them interested, and then they're hooked.
It's very rare that you have somebody who doesn't love it once they try it.
So tell us about your website.
Yeah.
My website. Well, my grandson, who is in England, created my website for me. And I have a blog, and my intention is always to really write regularly. What I really do is a monthly book review, but there is stuff on that blog from probably 15 years ago.
Wow.
Maybe even longer than that. I know the piece that you found, the Things Blind People Hate, that's easily 12 years old, and there's stuff there that's older than that. When I had my own company, I was much more consistent about blogging than I have been lately. Travel, I have a lot of travel stuff on there because I'm a travel junkie.
Do you have stuff on there about cruises?
No, I don't cruise.
Well, I'd love to cruise.
I may at some point, but I'm not a cruise person. A lot of my travel has been half volunteer or mostly volunteer. It's been blindness related, and my husband works in the blindness field as well, so we've had some pretty good adventures.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You say your husband's blind too?
No, he's sighted, but he works in the blindness field.
Well, that's good. That's very good.
That's wonderful. So if people want to get in touch with you, I would love to read your book reviews. So I'm going to have to look it up, and how would I access that?
Well, thegaleconnected.com is my website, and it's a very basic website.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the book reviews are called Keep Reading, and then there'll be a date.
Okay.
Like Keep Reading February 2017 or... And I try to post at the end of the month, and I don't give the whole book away like some of the bigger reviewers, but I try to do like four books a month, and some of them are old and some of them are new.
What's your favorite? Well, I'm going to put you on the spot.
She likes
doing
that.
Who's your favorite all-time author?
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's a tough one. Well, my favorite book is a book that you can find on NLS. It's called Rome Hanks and Kindred Matters. It was written by Joseph Pennell, but that's the only thing he ever wrote.
Hmm.
And I think it was a Pulitzer Prize winner in 44. My favorite author.
Do you listen to Patterson?
No, I don't so much.
Oh, I love Patterson.
I'm trying to think who I would say. Pat Conroy, who I think just passed away, he's way up there, but he didn't write very much. Wally Lamb, I really like. There's a new author, Ethan Kanan, that I really liked.
Well, I don't know two of those three, so I'll have to look them up.
I'm gonna jump in here for a second, and Sheila will know who I'm talking about. And let's go from authors to readers. And my favorite reader is, I forget her name, Sheila.
Martha Harmon Pardee.
Martha Harmon Pardee, but she's not reading no more. And hope that she comes back. Did you know that?
I hardly remember the names of the readers. I know there's some I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the books now that we're getting are the actual recorded books that were commercial recordings.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a while to like those. I thought our readers were better. But there's some good ones.
Well, Martha Harmon, she can go seven different characters and lickety-split and no hesitation. And,
oh, I love
she's
that.
She's so good. She is so good.
Yeah, no, I love that.
Well, we really, really appreciate you taking time out and calling in today.
Well, I'm glad to do it.
Well, good, and we'll have you back, if you don't mind.
So anybody that would like to look up Gail's website, it's Gail, G-A-Y-L-E, connected.com. So
it's really hard to find a domain name when you're looking.
Actually, I found it pretty easily. So
I mean, when you're trying to create one.
Oh, when you're trying to create one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know where to start, so.
They're all taken.
But, well, thank you, Gail, so, so much. And you have a wonderful evening. And be safe traveling, wherever your next trip might be.
Thank you. Actually, I'm coming down to Florida pretty soon.
Oh, well, when are you coming?
The 25th, I think, of April.
Yeah, the weather will be good. Pools
Very
will be ready.
Nice. Well, let us know if you're in town. We'll get together with you. That would be fun.
You guys have fun.
Okie dokie.
Take care, Gail. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well,
that was interesting.
Interesting. And we're going to a break, so hang in there, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
John vividly remembers the end of World War II. He was on a Navy destroyer when a kamikaze pilot dove for the battleship New Jersey. The blast from an AA gun and the plane's explosion severely burned John's eyes. It was the last thing John would ever see. If you're a blinded veteran or know someone who is, call BVA at 800-669-7079. That number again, 800-669-7079 for the Blinded Veterans Association.
The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see, and I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. That's 1-8-eSight or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com. When Sean first tried on eSight Eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight Eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. even outside, and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Yes, and we are the bridge between the low vision, the blind, and the sighted community. And Lynn? Oh, Lynn ain't here. Chris, can we do trivia?
You're going to get it. You are going to get it.
See, now we're all going to get in trouble because of
it. Right. It ain't just you. It's going to be all of us. Well, before we go into trivia, let me run to my mailbox because you know we got a new sponsor and we got to thank them for what they're doing.
Absolutely.
So give me 1 second. If you want to talk a little bit about eSight 3, that's what we're going to talk about. The new design. Beautiful, sleek eyewear designed for your head so that you can actually see people. Almost got it rehearsed. I still need to go get the paper out of my phone, out of my mailbox. Go ahead.
You're doing good. Doing good. All right. So what you got going there, Sheila? You got anything to talk about for a second here? Well, Chris goes gets his notes.
Oh, I want to wish my sister a happy birthday. Her birthday's this week.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Patty.
Yep.
Okay, I'm ready. Happy All birthday, right. Patty. I got in on time for it.
We got it. You go for it, buddy.
Perfect.
All right, eSight just launched eSight 3, a major breakthrough in electronic glasses that let the legally blind actually see. eSight 3 is sleek and stylish, lightweight, hands-free, and worn comfortably on your head. It's a brand new technology breakthrough with improvements such as a zoom, an optimal zoom for 24 times the zoom in, field of view, which is a little bit wider, and the size is dramatically lighter and sleeker. But that's not the only thing about the eSight eyeglasses that we do have that we are talking about, eSight 3. There's a new program that they have as well. eSight is also launching an Everyone Deserves to See affordability program. So you and you can afford to purchase these glasses, buy these glasses, so that you can actually see. eSight clients, advocates will work with each individual to get them eSight, regardless of their ability to pay. This is in the line with our mission. Everyone, in the lamest terminology, everybody deserves to see. And we will do whatever it takes to help you get the eSight glasses. Let me know. Call me today, 1-855-837-4448. That's 1-855-837-4448. eSight 3, the sleekest, stylish, dramatically lighter new eyewear for you to see me. Too much?
Very good, Chris. You did a good job.
too much.
All right, so I think we're going to trivia now.
Okay. Can we go to trivia now?
Yeah, you can, Gary.
Oh, boy. I'll take over for Lynn.
Okay.
Let's do a trivia question. We want somebody to win something out there.
All right, so give us a call, 407-894-1680. Again, that number is 407-894-1680. Do you know who this artist is and the name of this song right here? Here we go.
Okay, everybody, you've had a long time to listen to that song, and I guess there's got to be somebody out there that knows the answer.
James Bond.
James Bond, there you go.
I don't think so.
It does kind of sound like one of the theme songs.
It would be in his movies, that's true.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Absolutely. Yep. In fact, I would say it was in his shows.
Nah.
Somewhere.
Nope.
No?
Nope. Not to my knowledge.
Wow. Not any of the Bond movies I saw, but anyway.
Well,
yeah, it kind of fit in one of those somewhat of the orchestra or the band or the music, but I don't think I've heard that song in particular in any of the James Bond. Well, hold on.
Uh-oh, he's gonna look it up. He's gonna prove us wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And while we're there, and I'm gonna do it right this time. If you want to go to our archives, which we've been on the show for almost 1 year next month now, you can go listen to each and every one of our archives on WOKBRadio.com.
Dot org. No, it's not WOKB Radio to listen to the archives.
That's to get on the show.
To listen to the
live stream
of our show WOKBRadio.com.
See, you in the hot seat already.
I am in the hot seat.
To listen to the archives and the podcast and find out what's coming up on the next show, you go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
You know, it would probably have helped me if I did the computer and did that stuff, I would know.
Go to Lighthouse and learn.
Absolutely.
Again.
For the third time? Oh, boy.
They say you get better every time, you know.
Practice makes perfect.
Third time's the charm.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just getting that mixed up today. Everything else is fine. I'm just getting that mixed up. Sorry, Michael.
Well, while we're waiting for someone to call in.
Yes.
I have something here that might be of some interest. What shall I say about the Irish?
Uh-oh.
The author is unknown.
Wait, hold on. Be careful now. I'm just saying, be
careful.
It better be nice.
It's March.
I was going to say something, but I ain't going
to say. The Ides of Irish.
I am the bearer, but not of bad news.
All right. Go ahead.
What shall I say about the Irish? The utterly impractical, never predictable, something irascible, quite inexplicable Irish. Strange blend of shyness, pride and conceit, and stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. He's spoiling and ready to argue and fight, yet the smile of a child fills his soul with delight. His eyes are the quickest to well up in tears, yet his strength is the strongest to banish your fears. His faith is as fierce as his devotion is grand, and there's no middle ground on which he will stand. He's wild and he's gentle. He's good and he's bad. He's proud and he's humble. He's happy and he's sad. He's in love with the ocean, the earth, and the skies. He's enamored with beauty wherever it lies. He is victor and victim, a star and a clod, but mostly he's Irish, in love with his God.
Aw, that's very nice.
Very, very good.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Listen, yeah. we got our special guest caller on the phone line all the way out of Jacksonville, Florida.
All right.
All right, are you ready?
We're ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
Who's taking over?
Charles.
Charles.
All right. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening.
This, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, is Paul Kurtz. He's coming with us this evening from Jacksonville, Florida. How you doing, Paul?
Hello, Paul.
I'm doing just fine, and I was thinking about the Irish and thinking about corned beef and cabbage. Which is very good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we were talking about corned beef and cabbage a little bit earlier during one of the breaks. But the reason you're not here to talk about corned beef and cabbage, you're here to talk about trumpeting. Correct?
Mr. Trumpet himself.
I can do that.
You can
I can
do that.
Certainly do that, and I have stories.
Well, good.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't
want to hear some stories, but before
we don't
minute,
have
wait,
all night.
Wait a minute. You don't want to hear Paul's stories.
Paul, I gotta mention something before you get going at it. And you do the trumpet, and I do the bugle, which is very similar. And you know as of there's very few buglers out there anymore that can play taps, and I can still do it.
Yes, I do it also.
You do it. And there's a club, isn't it, around the world that you trumpeters that go to funerals and stuff and play taps?
Bugles Across America is
That's
one
it.
Of them. There are others.
I'm so
Bugles
disappointed.
Bugles Across America is one of them.
I am so disappointed when I go to a funeral and I see a Marine out there or a Navy person, and he holds that horn up and it's recording.
It's sad because a live person who's been in service to their country deserves a live person to play taps.
Have you been in the
military? I understand that there's too many to do it for everybody, and I understand why the recording devices are there.
Yeah.
They've been made better over the years, but it does not replace a live bugler.
That's a fake. Was you in the military?
I was not. I was 4F from the beginning. Oh,
okay. Charles and I both.
I offered my services, but they didn't know what to do with blind people in those days, so I went to college instead.
Okay.
So
okay.
How long have you been playing the trumpet, Paul?
Since I was 12.
12. That's good.
12.
We're not going to ask him how old he is.
You played in
played piano for 3 years before that, but I heard a Florida Gator basketball cheer, and I had heard some other trumpet things from other schools because I listen to a lot of sports, and I said, that instrument, whatever that is, I want to play it.
Good.
And that's
good.
Where it all got started.
So what do you play? What kind of music do you play?
I play a little bit of everything. Actually, I was a guinea pig at a Carmen Caruso jazz competition at the University of Central Florida a number of years ago, and where they were doing a clinic. And so I've played jazz, I've played classical, I do play taps, I play for weddings, play for funerals, and just in general do whatever's asked of me. Play in two community groups in Jacksonville, play of course for my church, and also play for a third group, which is a horn and funk band, which is getting started now, which is playing everything from Chicago to Stevie Wonder to Motown to Frank Sinatra.
Wow.
Wow. That's good.
You stay pretty busy then.
Yeah.
By the way, I do want to give a shout out to my WUCF people.
Of course.
And my friend Alan Rock, who does the Saturday and Sunday morning show on WUCF from 8 a.m. to noon. They are, if not the best, then they're one of the two best jazz stations in the entire United States. And I do have them on my computer, and I do listen to them. They provide some great jazz music, so I'll do an advertisement for them, since I do love jazz, and they feature a lot of trumpet on their radio station. So I have to advertise for that a little bit.
Paul, Paul, I need to interrupt you just for 1 second. We understand there is a little bit of a problem with our internet connection, so if anyone is able to hear us at all and you're not able to hear, I don't know how you're listening to us, but the number 518-712-0057, you can hear the show at that phone 518-712-0057.
There you go.
Thank you, Paul. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Paul. Continue.
Okay. But yes, I wanted to shout that out. I've been down to UCF for a couple of other events, including meeting Bud Herseth, who was a 52-year-long principal trumpet player in the Chicago Symphony, who did a clinic down there as well. What I was going to tell you in terms of a quick story, there was a man who played with Herbert L. Clark prior to World War II, and this goes back to when Orlando was a small city.
Uh-huh.
And he retired to Orlando, and when World War II started, all the band directors were called up to go and serve in the military. So he took over teaching a number of the band programs within the Orlando community. This guy's name was Ernest Pechin, P-E-C-H-I-N. And I'm going to have two books of his brailled on trumpet technique that I just found out about last summer.
Uh-huh.
And that's another interesting little connection to Orlando that happened. We had a cornet player who was 90 years old in one of the community groups I play in, who took lessons under Mr. Pechin back during, prior to and during World War II.
Wow.
And he was quite a help to the Orlando community during those days.
Uh-huh.
Paul has had, tell the audience about your books that you've had brailled for music students, Paul.
Yeah, I started in 1984. 1976, I was strongly considering going back and getting a degree in music education and teaching college. But there were no books available in Braille for blind musicians. There was one trumpet book, and that was about it in terms of the Library of Congress. I searched all over. I determined that I was going to do something about that, because trumpet players, blind trumpet players, needed method books to play from, and they needed method books to teach from if they were going to teach on a higher level. So in 1984, I started with the first few books that I had done under a group called the National Braille Association. When they shut down early 2000s or somewhere along that line their music program, the Library of Congress took over all their books. To date, I've done about 40 books. And I can tell you, with a small grant from the Friends of Library, for our group in Florida. I also am getting a little help with that now, but for years it was me, and I have had about 40 books done so far in every level from beginner to advanced, every type of trumpet playing, commercial, jazz, classical, brass, solo, every aspect of trumpet you want to play in. I have books in Braille now and out on the Library of Congress site, and those are not only available to get a hard copy Braille copy, but they're also available to download on Braille reading devices and note takers so people can use those.
Wow.
There is a young lady at Stetson who is using four of those books right now, who is in her junior year as a music major at Stetson.
Wow, that's
there
great.
Are other people who have contacted me that are also using the books.
Great.
Well, congratulations. That's a great effort.
You're definitely the
Thank
man.
Thank you, and I'm not going to quit.
Don't quit.
John Paul Jones so eloquently said, I have just begun to fight.
Absolutely.
Because there are a lot more books out there, including one that's being completed this week, and that I will get. I have found so much interest, especially among the young authors. Once they hear about the book getting brailled, some of them have wanted to see what Braille looks like, and they have gotten Braille copies of things, either hard copy, or they've gotten the Braille file, which looks like gobbledygook to them because of the Braille translation. But they've gotten the Braille file with actually what the Braille looks like and what their book looks like, and that has produced a lot of interest in the trumpet community in what I'm doing.
Good.
Are you still playing in your band?
Oh, all of them, yes.
And as a matter all of them?
Not at one time. But I will tell you, just to humble me a little bit, we have one selection which starts out with an unaccompanied version of Taps. Mm. And I missed my first Taps note last Thursday in 40 years.
Whoa.
So that provides a little bit of humility for me to make sure that I'm paying attention to what I'm doing.
Yep.
Got to pay attention, right?
If Mr. Clark missed one at the Kennedy funeral, then I guess I can miss one, but I don't want to miss any more.
No, it's embarrassing.
Wow.
Yes.
But I tell you what, I appreciate your horn playing and all. And like I said, I did play some horn back in my younger days when I could see. I had vision then. And I used to be in the drum and bugle corps. And I used to even play the French horn for the drum and bugle corps. Not the round one like a band, you know, but the single valve. And so,
yes.
And then I played by ear. I played everything by ear, so I learned how to do the trip bugle and all that stuff. So it's fun.
Right.
It's fun.
Well, you know, just as a little point, you know, back when Orlando was a lot smaller, 1970, 1971, 1972,
I say we
being the Florida Southern College Concert Band, mm-hmm. played some concerts over in Orlando, including where there was a band shell right downtown at the time.
That's where, if I may, Sky King used to go to.
There you go.
Yeah, I've been here since 71, so yeah, Sky King
there
used
you
to
go
to that band
shell. We also played in places in Mount Dora and in other areas around Orlando. So I've spent some quality time playing trumpet all around the city during my time as well.
When's the last you've been in Orlando?
Let me think.
November for the mid-year board meeting, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, it's quite...
I knew I'd been there pretty recently, yes. Yes, it was November. And I went to a Black Angus restaurant, and I'm not meaning to advertise all these people, but I might as well while I was there, and it was very good.
Yeah.
I hadn't been to a Black Angus for many years.
That's the best beef you can
get. And it's not under the same franchisee, this particular restaurant, but it had some excellent steaks and excellent service when I was there.
Well, Paul, it's good to hear about all of your experience. It's good to hear from you, period. I didn't realize that you were so involved and such a great trumpeter.
Well, I tell you, Charles, you have to support what you believe in. And I do believe in music. All these studies that talk about music contributing to people's lives, whether it's to bring a person from Alzheimer's back into the real world for a while because they remember the words to a song, or whether it's helping younger kids get better scores in math and language and other areas, music contributes. And that's what I do, because the groups I play in up here, two of them, play for senior citizens, facilities, rehab facilities, and for schools. So I get to contribute to both ends, the younger end and the older end.
And I'll bet the older end totally enjoys your playing.
Both of them do. I have had some great questions asked about my blindness from the young kids in the schools, because a lot of times when we get done with the concerts, they'll hang around and stand around and talk to me and ask me questions, and their teachers do too, and I'm happy to answer all of them. The older people, I have found some amazing stories from people who saw people like Harry James and Glenn Miller and so many other tremendous musicians, and they tell me stories, and I really have been able to collect a lot of anecdotals from them. I know people who saw Harry James when he was out in Las Vegas in the early 1940s. They were out there doing test pilot work with the Air Force. And they tell me about how he could fill up a room, you know, by the way he played, and his sound was so big. And, I mean, you just get these descriptions from people as you go through life, and they're enjoying your music. And you get a whole music history lesson.
Absolutely. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Well, that's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
I'm open for questions, by the way. I don't mean to just monopolize everything, but...
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Paul, just give me a second here. If anybody has a question for Paul, to call 407-894-1680 and call in now, because Paul's on the line right now. So go ahead and tell us a little more, Paul. Let's see if we get a call.
Yeah, when you're enthused about a subject, it's not as hard to speak about it, because it fills you up. And I have experiences every day with music that just inspire me. I was talking to a man today. I was playing at church, and the mute, I had a mute, just as a quick description, a mute is something that changes the character of sound in a trumpet and gives you a little different sound. Well, mine fell out of my horn and fell off the stage. This guy goes and grabs the mute, and this is while I'm playing, and I'm playing an unaccompanied trumpet solo, uh-huh. And the mute, and it's very quiet and very solemn with the mute in. He runs and picks up the mute, runs up on stage, and sticks it back in my trumpet. I've told that story everywhere that I could find to tell it, because it was just a selfless act. He wasn't worried about his image or anything. He wanted to fix the problem, and he did. And it was great. Now, I had to make sure he didn't smash my lip or anything like that, but he was careful. And he just stuck that mute back in, and I played till I got a break, and then I said, "The great words."
What was that?
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you.
And the audience just cracked up. It went from being serious to, you know, being a very serious offertory. Everybody just broke up laughing. The entire church group just broke out laughing. And I did too, because you had to. It was just such a beautiful act and a beautiful thing of getting involved.
Right.
Right.
And I reminded him about that today and told him thank you again.
Well, Paul, I'd like to thank you for being on the show with us this evening, and look forward to having you on the show again. And I look forward to seeing you in May.
June.
Yeah, excuse me.
Well,
June.
you unfortunately will not see me because I will be at the International Trumpet Guild at a conference while the Florida Council of the Blind is going on in Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, you will have fun.
We're going to be up there.
I will be in, of all places, Hershey Bar, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yes. Well, don't spend too much time at the bar.
Bring me back one of those Hershey bars, okay?
Oh, I get that. There are some wonderful people getting awards up there, and I definitely want to see that. They have served not only as great trumpet models, but they have served as educators for over 30 years apiece.
Wow.
And they have put a lot into it, so I'm looking forward. One's a man named Alan Vizzuti, who's a tremendous trumpet player. Got some very special awards from Eastman School of Music and played with Woody Herman in a number of big bands.
Wow.
And another guy's a guy that's out in Arizona by the name of David Hickman. And David Hickman has saved the Rafael Mendez Library. Rafael Mendez was a great trumpet player from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And David has saved that library and produced a lot of things about Rafael Mendez, and, as well as doing his own trumpet playing. So those guys are going to get some educational awards and stuff, and I look forward to it.
Well, you have a safe trip.
I will.
Have a safe trip.
Thank you. By the way, thank you all very much for having me on.
Nice,
I'm just one person, but if we all get involved in what we love and believe in and do it right, we can make a difference.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we can, Paul. And once again, thank you for being on the show tonight.
Talk to you soon,
Paul. We're going to
a
break.
Thank you.
We'll catch you on the other side of the break.
Thank all three of you all.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thanks, Paul.